the Gemara, the first line that was Zayin Omed Aleph. So Rav Din is the Tanit Ha'atuhuna Yisrichin La'adot the less of Dikin. V'lo Yamoron El Shaloi Kisidon. Avu Kisidon Hayna Rebisai. So if you have two lobes of the lung that are attached to each other by a fibrous tissue, so then it depends. If it's kisidon in the proper order, then it's all right. But if it's not kisidon, it's not all right. It's not all right. Now, so there is a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say, and many rishonim say that this is shitas Rashi, because Rashi says shaloi kisidon means the two chitzenius. In other words, if the two chitzenius, let's say this une and this une and this une are attached, this une and this une are attached. In the middle there is the intervening, the une and choice. So then it's not kisidon. Why does Rashi have to mention an example of the two chitzenius? Let him mention an example of the two adjacent unes are attached to each other. Apparently, Rashi Shita is that if the sirche, the adhesion exists between two adjacent unes, then it's always kisidon. So this is what the Rosh says. This is what the Rosh says. Now, the Rosh in Pe'il Treifes, paragraph Yudalet, the last line, the second column, is Daf Kufnun Dalet Omed Beis, the last line. V'hanem bila shalei kisidron, pirish rashi ki genshinit biku, shtayim hachitzenim, mimal emtsois, oi mitachtel. Mashma midovrer, mashma midvorov, sheim nisricho min achitoch ligabe chavato sheetzlo, that if the sirche, the addition, exists between two adjacent unes, no matter how the addition is. You see, sometimes, you know, let's say, so suppose this is one une. This is one une. And then this is this une. This is this une. And this is the adjacent une. And suppose it's mechitoch lechitoch. Mechitoch lechitoch. The incision. This is the incision of this une. This, the cut. The chitoch, the incision of this une. And this is the incision of that une. Suppose the addition is as they are adjacent to each other, but naturally there is no addition. So if they are attached to each other through fibrous tissue, but in the same position as they are naturally located, except that naturally there is no adhesion, there is no fibrous tissue, you know, connecting this to that. And in this case, there is an adhesion. So that's kisidon according to everybody. But other rishonim say, most rishonim say, that it's only in this case it is kisidon. If the adhesion is mechitoch lechitoch. But if it is migav ligav, let's say suppose one lies on the other a little bit, it overlaps the other. Naturally, one does not overlap the other. They are adjacent to each other. So if it's in the same position, except that there is an adhesion between the incision of one and the incision of the other, that's kisidon. But if it's migav ligav, Oh, mechitoch ligab. Mechitoch ligab. So then, even migab ligab, it's not kisitron. But if Rashi Shita had been that way, so then Rashi did not have to say that it's only when it's shtayim achitzenes. In other words, there is an addition between this and this. Why couldn't Rashi mention example, an addition between this and the emtzois? So that's Rashi Shita, that where it is between where the addition is between two unes that are adjacent to each other, so it doesn't make any difference how they are connected, whether migav ligav or mechitoch lechitoch or mechitoch ligav, as long as the addition is between the two adjacent unes, it's kesidah. This is what I said. Mimal emtzois, mechavot, mash, or mitachteo, mash mitvorosh mischoch mnachitoch ligav mechavot sheetzlo, oi ligav chavot sheetzlo. There is the Madan Yontet points out, not ligav chavot sheetzlo. Mash mitvorosh mischoch mnachitoch ligav chavot sheetzlo. I mean the yud is superfluous. Ligav chavot sheetzlo. Oi migav ligav chavot loy mitrifo. V'loy nirei di mashma galim michsher lekisidre mamish b'mokim shesheich v'izu eitzol zu da'iner b'saye. In other words, mechitoch lechitoch. If the incision, the cut of one one is joined through fibrous tissue to the cut of the other and the, of the adjacent one, da'iner b'saye avol mechitoch al gav chavato imigav ligav chavato oy mechut jalune lechut jalune. Sometimes it can be that just the chud at the corners, there is fibrous tissue that connects them. So even though one does not, is not sheichif upon the other, so it's not kisidron either. Kisidron it is if they are both located in the natural way, except that they are connected by fibrous tissue. Then it's kisidron. אמ חיתו אל גאב חבתו גאב גאב חבתו אוי מחוץ שלו מחוץ שלו נש אסלו טריפה דה לא יורי בסייל ונים שר זה מזה ומספר. The reason is why Kisidron, so it's not treife, is because since they are both situated in the natural way, but they are attached to each other through fibrous tissue, so mele they're not destined to be detached from each other. But so that's only if it's mechitoch lechitoch. But if it's malgav vegav, they are destined to be misparik from one from the other, and that will definitely form in eket. So maybe it's right there, right now. All right. All right. Now, then Rashi mentioned in machlokes rishonim. How is it? If there is a sirche, kisidron, mei ume liune. In other words, here is the uno mishucho kechetz. This is the uno mishucho kechetz. And that is adjacent to the umo hasmolis. This umo hasmolis is attached through fibrous tissue to the uno mishucho kechetz, kisidron. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Rabbi Yaakov, Rashi's Rebbe, said that it's muta, because al pidin there is no distinction between ume and ume. This is just arbitrary. We call the bigger lobes, we call ume, and the smaller lobes we call une, but that's arbitrary. So memele, the same aloha applies. But the other Rishonim would say, no, in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention anything about umes, and the Gemara mentions only about unes, and the raya that the Gemara does not mention anything about umes is because the Gemara and that Mem Zayin talks of heyunes. If the Gemara had included had included ume, so you should say seven umes. Now let's say in any textbook. So you'll see that they are all together, the long of a behemoth has seven lobes. But the Gemara says hey unes. So in other words, by implication, the Gemara here distinguishes between ume and une, even though the name ume does not explicitly appear. But in the Gemara, the name ume. But these Rishayim hold there is a distinction between ume and une. Why should there be a distinction? So Rashi explains it, even though Rashi doesn't agree with that sheet. There is more warmth in the place where the unes are situated. There is a higher temperature in the place where the unes are situated than in the place where the umes are situated. So mainly it's hadrebor. But Rashi explains the shita of the other Rishayim, but Rashi himself does not agree with it. All right. Now, Veyomar Rabbi, Dafim Zayin Omedale, Hanetarte Bue, Lismicha La'adode Leslet Nikusi. Suppose the lung of the behemoth has two cysts that are close to each other, that join each other. So then it's straight, and even if you make ibdike is ineffective. Now, when we say ibdike, what kind of ibdike do we mean? We mean the ibdike of placing the long after shrite. We place the long in lukewarm water, and then we see whether we place the lukewarm water where we see whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. So in other words, even though it doesn't bubble, so mimele, it's still not a raya that is kosher. If the long has two cysts, they join each other. Let's be chlado. Less let the kusi. Now, what if it has one cyst? Suppose it has two cysts, but the two cysts are removed from each other. They do not join each other. Then it depends. If the cyst has putrid pus, leichos rucho, so then it's straight, because that's a raya for a nekev, either of any past nekev or that it's destined to be minoki. But if the cysts have clear water, leicho zako, not leicho srucho, clear water, clear pus, so then it's kshel. However, if it has two cysts that join each other, then it's right, because then it's a raya for a nekev, then it indicates a nekev. Either a nekev that already occurred, so then you find, machlekes Rishayim in certain things. There is no general rule. We see in Rashi, sometimes Rashi bases a certain chison in the raya on the basis of a nekev that occurred already, and sometimes Rashi himself bases explains the chisong in the reye on the basis of the fact that it's destined to be in Nakif. So, in every case, if we find the treif in the reye and it's not in Nekev Mamish, so it has to be explained on the basis of a Nekev that already occurred or on the basis of a Nekev that is destined to occur. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Tarte buye dismicha adoni. So you see what Rashi says here. Rashi says here that it's already an indication of a nekev that already occurred. How is it? Suppose it's one cyst, one large cyst, but it has the appearance of double. Sometimes, It's one, but it looks like two. So we have to determine whether it's one or it's two. If it's one, so then it's kshero. If it's two, it's straight. My sinon sile, we bring a thorn. Ubazinoloam, it doesn't have to be a thorn, you can do it with a knife too. Ubazinoloam, and we lens the sis. Ishafchen la'adode, if they pour into each other, chodi yikshel. In other words, if, let's say, you have the cyst, let's say, something like this would look like two that, I mean, chodi umerzi yikitarate, if the cyst, you know, I made a certain bulge, a piece of paper on it, so it'll be like chodi umerzi yikitarate. So then you take a knife or a thorn and you lens it. So then, if as a result of lensing this big cyst, so the pus of one flows into the other, then it's a raya, it's one cyst. So it's kshel. But if after lensing, the pus of one doesn't automatically flow into the other, so that means it's two. So vilo itarten inu itreidu. All right. Chode omer ze ketarte mi machase mi nirek min sedig bim tzioso. Vidim ili beis. If there is a certain, like he said it, like a cleft. Bazin alo bi achas mi sedel. All right. Ve yom arobi. Hei une isle le reye. Apikil api gav. In other words, there are five unes. I mean, in other words, the Gimugove here certainly does not include the umes. That's true according to everybody, because if he included the umes, he would say seven. So, for some reason, even according to Rishenim, we say that the distinction between ume and une is an arbitrary distinction. They're all unes, alpidin, but Rove doesn't include the umes. Why doesn't he include the umes according to these Rishenim, those who are chilikan, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva? That the whole distinction between ume and une is an arbitrary distinction. So the answer is, as Rashi explained, because the whole chiddush of Rove, because the whole chiddush of Rove is in connection with the unes. In connection with the umes, it's no chiddush. Rove mentions a chiddush that even if a une is missing, even if a nune is missing, or there is an excessive une, so it's straight. But ume, I mean, after all, the ume, even if we say it's arbitrary, but you can't deny the fact that the umes are much larger than the unes. So that goes without saying that if the ume yiminis is missing, so certainly the lung cannot function properly. The chiddush is that even if the ume, if the main lobes are not missing or not excessive, but that if the unes, which are much smaller, is missing one, so it's also treif. That's the chiddush. But ume doesn't have to tell us. That's why he only mentions five. So, in other words, there are five lobes. So we have three lobes on the right side. Three lobes on the right side. The uno arucha vovo, and then we have the uno emtzois, and then we have the uno elieno. So we have three lobes. Now uno mispatzelas, it's not called uno elieno. On the left side is called Tunelino. Here it's called Unohamis Patzelis. And then on the left side we have two Unes. We have the Uno Mishucho Kecheitz, and then we have the Uno Elien. So two on the left, three on the right. Now, so if you hold it like this, you see the way the behemoth maintains its position while it's alive, so then, and so if you face it, So your right hand will be opposite the left lung, and your left hand will be opposite the right lung. You see, I mean, this is the left lung, it's my right hand, and this is the my left hand, and it's opposite, it faces the right lung. But if you turn it over the way the butchers hold it, you know, lachashchite, with the legs suspended lemailo, then my right hand will be opposite the right lung, and my left hand will be opposite the left lung. So this is what he has in mind. Ve'yomarove, heyuni yisl rei, apikel apigavle, flote mimine, to my right hand, and vitaltemismo, and two wounds on the left. Chosiru yeser uicholif treit. In other words, if one une is missing, suppose the left lung has only one lobe, one une instead of two, or the right lung has just two unes instead of three, so it's straight. Or if there is a yesa, kol yesa kenotel dami, kol yesa kenotel dami, so it's also straight. Oy cholif, in other words, suppose on the whole the same number of unes, five altogether, but instead of having, of the behemoth having three unes on the right and two unes on the left, it's the other way around. It's three unes on the left and two unes on the right. Cholif, switched around. So there, it's also three. All right, the Rashi. Tlat mimine de behemoth vil imin atavach, kishitruya bragleo, bnimeo klapa atavach. Yasir, svil le rovet echenotel domi. Because Yosek, vilesil chesek avosi. Kidamrinam bisomuch. So we don't pass like that in regard to Yosef in the lobe of the lung. But it all depends where the excessive lobe is, whether it's in front or in back. But according to Rove, it doesn't matter where it is, even if it's in front. So it's still, even if it's in line, with the other, even if it's bidora diune, according to Rove, even if it's in line with the other lobes, so it's still treifa. And we pass on that if it is, the yiseres is bidora duune, in line with other lobes, then it doesn't matter. All right. Svil rov dechenot odom, vilesil rik avosik, namunim besomach, viroyisi sheyichshiro, moiri rabbi Yaakov, avol bechosir vicholiv, halochik emeisim. The leke mandipalik, leke kam. All right. Ha'hu yiseyate, the osel ikame di mereima. So there was a yeser, one lobe, a certain behemoth had an additional lobe that the average behemoth does not have. That usually a behemoth does not have. So that's only coming to Mareima. So the one where the Shaila came before Rav Meima, before Mareima, Rav Yosef Ravache Above. So Ravache was sitting at the door, at the gate. Omale, so then when this butcher walked out, so Omale, Mayo Malacho. So Ravache asked the butcher, what did Mreima tell you? So the butcher told Ravache, Mreima was muttering. Omale, so Ravache said to the butcher, Hoder, Aile Kame, go in again. In other words, tell him, I mean that it's treif, because Rove says that if it's a yosir, so then it's treif. So he heard about it, Mereima. Omale, so he said to the butcher, Zil Emele, go and tell Liman Yosef Abovet, that means Ravache, tell the one who sits at the gate, Le Silches the Kavos the Rav. I also know of his memory, but Aloch is not like Rav. B'Yiseres. It's not like Rav B'Yiseres. So the Rashi was Midayik. That only means that Merima said that the Aloch is not like Rav in regard to Yiseres, but in regard to Choser and to Choliv, it is the Aloch, like that. Alright. So when do we say that an additional loaf is does not make a treif? If the additional loaf happens to be situated in line with other loaves. But there's an additional one. But if it is not in line with other loaves, not in the same row, you see. In other words, We have here, you see, this, the Uno Mishufa Kechet, and then we have the Uno Elieno, this. So suppose there will be an additional Uno here, between the Uno Mishufa Kechet, and the Uno Elieno. So it's in the same row with the normal naturalness, but there is an additional one. So then, since it's Vidora Dune, it's in the same row. So there's an expression when somebody talks, something that doesn't make sense. So we say he doesn't talk Vidora Dune. In other words, what is Dora Dune? That's an expression. Dora Dune means straight, regular talk. And Shaloi Bidora Dune means it's irregular talk. Doesn't even make sense. So, if the additional loop would be between the Uno Mishucho Kechet and the Uno Elieno, then it's all right. It's not right. But suppose it will be here, not in line, not in the same row, so then it's straight, even according to Merev. Right. Avo bene bene trei. All right. Avo bene omer avach le tabach ki tabach. Hoder Eile Kamei, Dilu Ein Beshab, Yisfil Ravache, Hoder Rob. Hoder Rob. Vahane Mile, you see, Rashi says Taboch, but you see, Bizman Agmore, so two professions were combined in the same person. The butcher and the shochet was Einach. Today it's different. So it's really, all these problems were presented by the shochet, but the butcher and the shochet were the same person. Hoder Eile Kamei, Dilu Aim Beshab, Disfil Ravach Hoderob, Vanimil Yiseres Sheo Di Kaim Bidore Dune, if it's in line, in the same row. Avo Bene Bene, Kum Mato La Aruge, Ki Nuse De Vrode. Now, who is the Nuse De Vrode? The Nuse De Vrode is towards the center, between the two Aruges, Each, the right long is one Aruge, and the left long is another aruge. Mat oishi yishachas bem tzaumo al gabo shaloi kisei da chituche duun et reife. In other words, suppose there will be on top of this une of the une mishiche kichetz there will be another une. So that shaloi bidore the une. Bidora Dune, it means if there will be, let's say, right near, either, let's say, there will be an additional one after this, or in between. But if one is on top of the other, then it's a little bit of a doing it. Even though Rashi Shita is in regard to Kisidron, that as long as the Sirche is between two adjacent Unes, even though it's not Mechitoch Lechitoch, even if the attachment is not Mechitoch Lechitoch, it's Migav Migav, so it's considered Kisidron. So it's considered Kisidron in case of a Sirche. Masheinkin Ligabi Yiseres, so we have to apply the aloche of Kol Yesek and Avodome. But in loaves of the long, if it's in line with the of the woe with the other loaves, so then it's not considered as Yeser, because sometimes a behemoth might have an additional loaf. So it's only, so even Rashi will agree that when is it considered to be Bidora Deune, if it is situated, you see what Rashi, how Rashi emphasizes. If it's not between, you know, the two incisors, if it is, let's say, between the two incisors, and the incisors of this additional lobe will be joining, you know, will be joining, not the hearing. I mean, will be joining the other lobes, then it's Bidora Deune. Masha'in came, if it will be on top of the other, so then it's not Bidora Deune. Why? Hahu beine beine, di ose li kamid ravashi, so ravashi li mitrefe. So a certain taboch came before Rav Ashi, and he showed him that the Behemoth had an additional lobe, something that appeared like an additional lobe, but it was not Bidor Dune. That was really in the center. It really was this. You see this Une, that's called the rose-like. The rose-like. The rose-like lobe. So the behemoths in those days, at least in those mikemes, the average behemoth did not have this lobe. Today, as Rishonim point out, all our behemoths have this lobe. But in those days, not every behemoth had this lobe. And here, the butcher found this lobe that is called the center. It's not in the row of the right lobes or in the row of the left lobes. So he came before Rav Ashi. How beine beine does lekam de Rav Ashi? So Rav Ashi limitrefe. Omer le Ravune mar. Why? Because since it was not bidore deune, it was away from the row of lobes. So he wanted to be matrefet. Omele Ravune Marbaravye Kolhane Chivye Braise Hochi Isle. In other words, that all the behemoths that graze on pasture, so they have that additional law. In other words, not every behemoth, but only those behemoths who grazed on pasture excessively had this additional law in those days. We call it apchen, the butchers call it an inuse divrodi. And they call it the rose-like. That's this lobe. An inuse divrodi. The rose-like lobe. The hanemile, that it's all right. And we are not matrifet on the basis of yeser, migavoy. Migavoy, if it's in front. Avo, agavo. But if it's towards the back, in other words, towards the back, not towards the chest, not in front, but towards the back, towards the tzalois, so then even if it is only as large like a myrtle leaf, so it's right. The implication being, suppose it's smaller than, it's even smaller than the size of a myrtle leaf, then it's not reve, even if it is agave. So from this, the Shenim deduced the aloche, that in order to be treif on the basis of yeser, it must have a certain shia, there is a certain minimum. In other words, suppose you just have a little tiny piece. So then it's not considered like an additional loaf. Only if it has the size of a myrtle leaf, then it's considered as a myrtle leaf. I'm sorry. Yeah, only if it has the size of a myrtle leaf, so it's considered as yes. So let's see the Rashi. Braisim, raise beifa, those who graze on pasture. The amrelo braise bries ushmenis. There's another pshat that it means braise. It means all the fat behemoths have it. The lean behemoths don't have it, but all the very fat behemoths have it. Ininuse muinuso inoktano divrode. Like a small lobe of rose, like a rose. Al shein klishoso vaduma. Because it's small and it's red. That's why we call it rose-like lobe. Now, but we are faced with the problem, because from this Gemara it appears that the average behemoth did not have the rose like lobe. Did not have the rose like lobe. But we see the rose like lobe in the center, between the aruges. So we see it in most behemoths. So obviously, Rashi says, there has been a shinu ateva. There has been a change. We see that even Bisman Chazal, where the average behemoth did not have it, but certain behemoths did have it. Why? Which behemoths? Behemoths that grazed on pasture, behemoths that were very heavy. So it might be that today's behemoths, on the whole, are much fatter than the behemoths in Zman Chazal. Anyway, we see that there has been a shina teva. Uvhane didon, viiz behube didu, im ishkachin o reye, di lesbian who say, is ksheil. Is ksheil. In other words, so Rashi raises the shayle, what would be the aloche from the, it seems that bizman agmore. So the normal behemoth, the average behemoth, did not even have the rose like lobe. So of course it was kshel. But Rashi tells us a chiddush, that since bizman agmoy, so the average behemoth didn't even have it. So mele today, that the average behemoth does have a rose like lobe in the center between the two aruges, but treif it cannot be. Because we cannot call it chaseiro just because there has been a shin. Inasmuch as Bizman Chazal, the average behemoth, did not have this lobe, and of course the average behemoth was kshayo. So mele, even today, when most behemoths do have it, it cannot be considered chaseiro. It cannot be considered chaseiro. Why can't it be considered chaseiro? Now, Monefshech, if there has been a shinu ateva, so why shouldn't it be considered a chaseiro? So according to the teva of the behemoth today, it's a choser. Why couldn't it be? I mean, if there has been a change in the teva. The answer is, it's not that there was a basic change in the teva. We see that even Bisman Agmore, where most behemoths did not have, but most of the behemoths that grazed on pasture, most of the behemoths that were fed, did have it. So it's not that there is a basic change in the teva of the behemoth has taken place. The change consists in the fact that whereas most behemoths, Bisman Chazal, did not graze on pasture, so the behemoths today, most of them do graze on pasture. In other words, they eat more. So that's not a basic change in the teva of the behemoths. So Mimele, since Bisman Chazal, a behemoth that did not have the rose like lobe, was not a chosel because that was a normal thing. So Mimele, even today, with that a basic change in the teva of the behemoth has not taken place. It's only a change has taken place in the feeding methods. In other words, today most people send the behemoth, make sure that the behemoth should graze on pasture. So Mimele, the same din applies. This is what Rashi says. Now there's something else. Now Rashi mentions something, not in connection with the rose like robe, but in general. So he says there are some who say Shim Chosru Enes Ayumin Mitztalfim Ba'adaye Hoyel V'Yiseres Hoyel V'Yiseres. In other words, suppose now the Aloha is Uvichus above the Motosike Avu Shomati Ve'in adovo nira ve'ina. Hoyu v'likayim v'idora didei yiseres. So in other words, so there is a shite that if the reye is lacking, so in a sayumin is mistalfim or. So, Eine Sayyumin, she chosro Eine Sayyumin. So, mitztarfin lo bahadaye, hoyu v'yiseresi. In other words, how many Eines are normally in a behemoth? Eines you mean? You have three Eines. Suppose you have in the behemoth only two Eines, two lobes. But then, it has this additional lobe. So, mele there is a shittes harishayinim, Rashi rejected. That since from the Gemara it appears that the average behemoth does not have the rose like lobe. So Mimele, it's additional. So Mimele, suppose that the right lung, instead of having two lobes in the Seder, so instead of having let's say this lobe, and this lobe, and this lobe, it only has two. And this lobe, the unem tzois is missing. But instead it has this. So in other words, so then it's not rave. Because this lobe, which is extra, because we see from the Gemara that the average behemoth did not have this lobe, this rose-like lobe. So maybe it can replace this lobe. So Rashi says, no, it's not right. It's not true. Why? Because he says, Uvichuves above him, as he came. Avulishamati, vinadova nira beinai. Hoyu vilikaimi bidore de du, yiseresi. You see, if this rose-like lobe would be located, you know, in the same row, you see, then you could say, it's not chaseo. But it's located in the center. So mele, it's not vidore de une. So how can this rose-like lobe replace the unam tzos, the unam tzos which is adjacent to this lobe? V'nadova nira v'nehiru v'kayim vidore de du yiseri. ואיסונו רוי אסליאס, ואיסונו רוי אסליאס, חסר איס, והבלי כחולי וטריבו. So then you'll say, but on the whole, you have the right number of lobes. So the answer is, that's like switching around. So just as if you have, let's say, if you have one lobe missing on the right lung, but and then you have an additional lobe present on the left lung. So it will not be kshel. Because since it's not bidore deune, so it's cholif. So here it's also cholif. Oh, now Rashi discusses another question. Rashi says that since Bizman HaGemara, the average behemoth, did not have even a single rose-like lobe, so today that most behemoths do have one rose-like lobe, so if a behemoth today would not have the rose-like lobe, it still would be kshel. It cannot be considered chasera because it conforms to the average behemoth bizman chazal. Now Rashi is discussing another question. Suppose a behemoth has today two rose-like lobes, not one, but two. So uchmishkachen tarti inenuse shopati shomati mipimeri hazokei shenechlikubo gdele hadei. Reb Yehuda ben Reb Baruch v'chaverov v'loy pirish li daiti v'nira li, so there's a machlek rishim v'nira li shehi treif do ayeseres di beine beine v'la avurche di chode gufe lo yachshirem elo mishum di chol hanar braise hoche isli. Now, so we have a machlekes rishim. In other words, if a behemoth has two rose-like lobes, some rishonim say that it's kshero, and Rashi says, no, it's treif. Now, what's the svara? So the svara of Rashi is very poshut, because how could it be kshero? After all, it's a yeser. It's a yeser. Because as a matter of fact, Rav Ashi wanted lechatchile to be matriv the behemoth that has one rose-like lobe. So the only reason as to why Rav Ashi was not matriv a behemoth with one rose-like lobe is because all the behemoths on pasture have it. So all the behemoths on pasture have one, but they don't have two, so. But in this case, if it will be not all, it will be Kshero. So how can we be matriv when it's Yeser? You see, the whole aloch of Yeser being prayed is because of Yeser cannot be. But in this case, so then you can say it doesn't make sense, it's not logical. I mean, if the tool of Enes Avrode is Kshero, so how can a Yeser of Enes Avrode be great? Well, Yeser cannot be Dome, but it cannot be worse than Otto. But there is no special craving of Nitulas Enes Avrode. The halacha is that a not leine is treif. Now, the halacha does not say anything in particular about this one, that one, this one. The halacha is in general.
that in Tua Taune, if one lobe is missing from the lungs of the Behema Yisrael, one lung, some mele, and actually we should say that even if every behemoth in all the time would have this rose-like lobe, so then we certainly would say that if it does not have the rose-like lobe, it's braver. But the fact is that in regard to the rose-like lobe, that Bisman Chazal, the average Behema didn't even have it. So Mimele, we cannot say that it should be traded. But there is a halacha of Kol Yeser Kenotl Dome. So it doesn't mean Kol Yeser is Kenotl Dome, that particular law. Kol Yeser Kenotl Elohu. Kol Yeser is like not a law that naturally exists. But in regard to Kenotl, in connection with the Kenotl of a rose-like law, so it doesn't naturally exist. And even though today it does naturally exist, so it's because the habits of the people so change, and they all make sure that their behemoth should graze on pasture. But it does not naturally exist in every behemoth. Only in certain behemoths that graze on pasture. But most behemoths today graze on pasture. That's why there is a shinui. So Mimele we can say, Kol Yeser, Kinoto Uno, that normally exists. Masheinke, where the rose-like loaf doesn't exist. So that's not a loaf that normally exists. It only exists if you make sure that it should raise on pressure. Alright, even if it has just one, so it's only kosher. So Rav Asher wanted lechatchil to be matzufet, and he was machsheret for a higher price of it. Now let's see the statements. Kol hane yidze basrei sehochis, v'hod omar v'beine beine treife, hayne heiche v'gdei lo harv, ואין די מלין נוסי דבות, פילש וקוין טרס, יחי משתקחן טארט את הטרס. But suppose we find two rows like ropes, it's me. דו היעשר את זה בין הבין אליו הוא, יחוד הגוף אלי אחשר, משנוכלן עם זה בשרי זוכי. ואם אין לו אפילו אחס, is קשר. That's Rashi. So today, that most behemoths do have one, if he doesn't have even one, it's here. If it has two, it's three. That's Rashi. Rabbi Nefraim shite Joseph Rebbe. Rabbi Nefraim ei meir, da lachas lo yeime, kol an yize basai zoch yizlu. Velo yosov u rabba shele mitrve, do kiro yizlu. So Rabbi Nefraim did not want to agree with this proposition that there has been a change in the teva of the behemoth. In other words, that in Zman Chazal, so the average behemoth did not have a role like law. And today the average Behemo has a rose like low in the center Behemo. It's not reasonable that a change has occurred. So, but he says that this butcher found two rose like lobes in the Behemo, not that just one. This man has all two, all the Behemoths had at least one. But this butcher found two rows like lobes in the center. So he said, Lachas lo imichol yidu b'yitzayas lo yidu. So he saw Rav Asher l'mikhse. Lo kuli yisro, all the way in the center. El avadai afiu al shneim kom ad shehu. This is what the butcher found in this name. That it had two rows like lobes. Two rows like lobes. Vishum yihami yidu b'yitzayas lo yidu. So, Rabune Mar Bar Yehuda told him that all the behemoths, mostly behemoths, that raise on pasture, have two rows like those. But Enoch and Ameh, If a behemoth will not have even a single rose like rose, then it will be traded upon the covenant price. Mimele, suppose a behemoth will not have even one rose like rose, according to the covenant price, will be traded. And if it has two, so that's mamish the case of Ravashe and Rabune. So it will be Kshe also. So Rabbi Chaim should think just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, if it has no road like road, it's Kshe, of course. If it has two, it's straight. According to Rabbi Chaim, if it has no, not a single road like road, it's straight. And if it has two, it's Kshe. That's the case. So there has been no change in the term of the limits, according to Rabbi Chaim. Du fich auch in Mele, ja, du lachast rein. Wie mir er den Reihen mit dem Himmel schon. So in other words, he says, that it's, u weit wir haben eine Freie im Sein, in der Pschatten, die Gmolle, man spielt, in der Pfutscher Frauen, two rows like no, because otherwise, it doesn't harmonize in the Mitzies. So then he says, that's no Reihen, because there could have been a change. Wie mir er den Reihen mit dem Himmel schon, und ich habe auch gut mit Michelin, der Arsch kommt mit der Galikia bei ihm, Die Pomme war schlinche, sie holt und wadle kehe. Und wenn ich allein noch hier und wenn ich die Pomme, bin ich auch noch schnie, ja. Und wenn ich ein Ema, ich sehe, bin ich auch noch schnie, und das ist kein Komisch, und hier gar nicht, aber ich will. So that's not really a riot, besides the reputation that is itself mentioned. But we could easily distinguish between a functional change and the structural change, an organic change. So that's a functional change. He says, Behemish, because Mora says in Kheres, the poor Bashlish is all the vital care. Because usually a poor will not give birth to a child, let's say in the first year, in the second year, but only in the third year. But today we find many Behemish that give birth to a child in the second year. So that's only a functional change. It's not an organic change. It's not an organic change. Now, let's say, in China, so many times happens that a child of seven gives birth to a child. But in America or in Europe, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So if there could be a difference in the same time between one place and another, there could be a difference between one generation and another, but an organic difference in such a short time, that having the prime holds, I mean, is impossible in such a short time. Alright. The Amidabor Kirashi, the Minig is like Rashi. Mit dem Komma, wie kommen wir mit Tapri in Nusse die Brotter? Maschma Kippurushi, dem schon mal hin. In other words, wie kommen wir mit Tapri in Nusse die Brotter? So, in other words, the butcher's calling. What do you mean, why the butchers? Apparently, it was not every behemoth had it. So if we say like Rashi, that most behemoths don't even have it, but some behemoths have it, so the butchers, I mean, they gave it a name. But if all the behemoths had at least one, and those who graze on pasture have two, so why is it that the butchers gave it a special name? Masha kibobushin in shemolim, kumistaba kwaolimea, dikoy ashniya, uvi holmokim, She's not then Taylor said, the homokim she's hochotrain. So in other words, suppose this rose like rose has an addition, so it doesn't make any difference to what it is. So it's straight. Vim Chosarachas Naunes, Eno in Nusem Mitzarefet Lashlem. In other words, Taylor agrees with Rashi, not to the Chachmi Boga, the Chuvas Abavu, not the Chuvas Abavu. Right. Now let's see. The Rosh mentioned the purchase. So far we have Rashi Shite and Rabbi Chaim Shite. According to Rashi, so if a behemoth is deficient in the illness of Rode, So then it's Kshero. And if it has two, it's straight, according to the time just reverse. If it is deficient, it doesn't have even a single one. So then it's straight, and if it has two, it's Kshero. It's Kshero. Let's see what the Rosh mentioned, the Shita Zagim. Now, that's that Kufnun Heyom at Beis, Parag of Tezai. Parag of Tezai. Hai Bene Bene, the Asin Kam Ravashi. So Ravashi Lomit, from Rabbuni Barma Ravach, Ravashi Kol Hanen Chiv, the Prayis, the Ochi Yisrael. We call it Tapit and Musa Livrod. Because of Rashi, we saw Ravashi Lomit, Roshma Mitzvah Lab Buche. Uvahane Lidon, the Rubo Nismu, in Meshkechin and the Leslu, in Musa Livrod, the Cheo. The Yisrael Tal Petreite, the Yisrael de Bene Bene, the Lab Buche. Die Chodi Gufel und Machschirin und Mishmuchor an der Chidel Preise auch Yitzu. Der Rabbi Nefraim war Yitzu und Zawel und Machschir bestein. Mishmu der Lachas wo Elohim er kol Chidel Preise auch Yitzu. Schari kol Beine Shalom und Yishlo Nachas. And that's the Rabbi. Er Rabbi Freim is reluctant to assume that there has been a change. El al Ashi Yoma de Kshero. Mishmu di Preise auch Yitzu. Veiched leke klalo yamaku. Vinira de Moviraye mit Beine Shalom. Die Chluke ist Mishalom. Die Amrino fällt auf der Beine, wo Porat Batimu bat Lefeer. Mishalom ist Jungs, wo Porat Batimu bat Lefeer. Bei Teh. Denn es ist ein Schema, gegen Mozos, in Kosu, die Chiv, in die ich bin, Shein Lohem, wie Yesh, no, bin Mikzoson, und wir hatten, wie Shem Shin, und 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 Shem Shin, so that's a third sheet. That's a third chitta. That's a third chitta. Now, so in other words, the shittas againim is that both is kshem. Since, in view of the fact that this man chazal, so most behemoths did not have, even one, and many those who raised and passed your head, so mele the whole aloche of Choser does not apply. In other words, they agree with Rashi. But Rashi says, if it has two, so it's three. It's three. So we raised a certain question against Rashi. Monefshech, the whole Aloch of Yeser is because Kol Yeser cannot undome. So if not all of Unas Abrode is Ksheiro, how could Yeser be three? So we explained. I mean, it's not a Kashi. Rashi is not difficult. Because it's not a special aloha of treife of not lovune sabchode. Not lovune is treife. Of a normal une. So in other words, every une. But as far as une sabchode is concerned, so not with shero because most babies didn't have it. Mashein came with Gabi Yeser since and most behemoths don't have to in his brother. So maybe we say Kol Yeser kinoto a regular one, not kinoto unesapod. This is what Rashi says. But again, you say no. Since Yeser, in Yeser we have to apply the aloche of Kol Yeser kinoto dome, so we have to apply it in respect to the same kind of une, not to une in general. Kol Yeser cannot do in general, cannot do Une in general. But Kol Yeser cannot do this particular Une. And what would be the aloche if this particular Une would be not? So Memele, it would be kosher. So Memele Yeser of this particular Une is also Shira. Now this is the Shira again. Now, you'll see, it's remarkable. So in other words, so there are three Shiras. You'll see that there is a fourth Shira. Now, the Mechaber, in Simen Lamed Hei, Sif, at the end of Sif Beis, says, V'avrode im chaseiro, o im yesh lo shtayim, o ishenimtze iz visat smoy u ksheiro. O ishenimtze iz visat smoy u ksheiro. So he says, so that's like the shite of the game. That both are kshel. That both are kshel. Then the Rambam says, uvidine seiru no agul hatri bein imtziu beis vodeis oim chaseo oi sheshimso nikei. So that's important. That both are trade. Now, but how can we say that both are trade? When the Gemara says that it's not trade, the answer is this shite holds, this shite holds, and there are more paskas like that, lechumah, that the reason as to why the Gemara says that if it's chaser or it's kshere, because most behemoths bisman chazal did not have it. Most behemoths bisman chazal did not have it. So, but since there has been ishina ateva, and most behemoths do have it, so mele, if a behemoth today is deficient, so mele is straight. In other words, we said, according to Rashi, that it's not faith. Because, so he raised the question, but what if there has been a Shina Teva? So the Mele should be Haseo. The answer is there hasn't been a Shina Teva. There has been a Shino in the modes, in the methods of raising cattle by people. In other words, Bisman Chazal too. So every behemoth that was constantly subjected to the pasture, to the grazing pasture, so had it. But most behemoths were not exposed to that, were not subjected to grazing the pasture. Today, some memele, but apparently these rishayim hold that there has been a shina teva. Some memele may say that in both situations, and there are more pasuk like that. So we have four shites, and the mechaber pasuk like shites again, not like Rashi. Neither the mechaber nor the Rambam pasuk like either Rashi or Rabbi Nachman. But the Mechaba Paskins like the Shinis Agenim, and the Ramor Paskins Lechumre is the fourth Shine, that since there has been a Shina Teva, so in either case, it's like. Now, I really should go over the big tases, but the big tases will involve me in a very, very long time, and I want to spend some time on it. All right, but for after Shuez, you should be ready, because we should finish the Gemara of Rei. We should finish the Gemara of Reye, and that is, the Gemara of Reye is the end of the discussion of Reye, is that when Chetam obeys the first two dots, Itma, up to Itma, Machat Shemim Tzidrei. I mean, Machat Shemim Tzidrei also has to do with Reye, but it's not up to him. So you should be ready, prepared, up to the Gemara of Itma, Machat Shemim Tzidrei. All right, so we'll go over the cases and then the rest of the morning. The rest of the morning is not important. The long cases. Higher side. That means that if the two loaves of long are schuches to each other, adhere to each other, kisidron, so that's the natural thing. So it's kshel. Now there is a machleger shel. According to Rashi Shite, so shaloi kisidron means when the dish is between the two chitzenis. But if the dish is between two loaves that are adjacent to each other, even though they're not, the addition, they do not adhere, you know, in the chitoch would be the way they lie, I mean, the way they are situated. But it's migav ligav, or chitoch ligav. So then, according to Rashi, it's kshel. However, most Rishonim say that when is it kisidron only, if the addition is between the two adjacent lobes, adjoining lobes, and it's mechitoch lechitoch. So then it's hainer abisai. But if it's megav legav, mechitoch legav, so then It's a logical citron, even though the addition is between two adjacent loaves. And that's the way we pass. Hanar b'sayi, al pirush ha-kumpres di-pirish, di-asirche mach-masneket b'boi. So Rashi Shiti is that the sirche is asuro because the sirche is indicative of the nekev that already occurred. So, according to Rashi, Pshat Kosher Levi, the Amayki Sidon Ksheo, Neivin Mshechas Likan Likan, Lo Yehei Yalokrum Sholo Machmas Maki Berei Yeshei Yitro, Aval Pishei Nakrum Dobuk Limok Maachir. So Tesis assume that even according to Rashi, the Tzirche is Asur, Machmas Neker, so that means any Tzirche is indicative of a Neker. Even a Tzirche Kisidron is indicative of a Neker. So the question is, Monevshah, if any Tzirche is indicative of a Neker, so why Kisidron? But the Neker occurred already. So true that in Mushechet Likan, why is it better than scar tissue? So we say shenekum. As long as there was a nekev in the reye, so it becomes asur. So here too, avot ishinakum don't limok mak. Vi adam rino, hodichit sitom sheiro, haine, limokim shesmuchit soeinit, zu rezu, vichavato migima ala nekev. And if we were to say that Kisidron is Ksheiro only in the place where the Eneis mamish adjoin each other, so Meile Chavato is beginner and Eker, that you could say, Mi kei yechilu am mechalik mi Kisidron ishe Kisidron. Imo yechilu kapilu Kisidron. In other words, so that we could say according to the Pshat of the other Rishim, that even if it is that Kisidron does not, the Shalul Kisidron does not mean Dafke the two Chitzeinis, that it can be Shalul Kisidron even if it's two smuches to each other. So it's still Shalul Kisidron. When is it Kisidron? When it's Mechitoch Lechitoch. The incision of one law is Soruch adheres to the incision of the other law. And after all, they are so situated, so located. So then we could say that where there is an adhesion between these two, so then it's not considered as a strain. But according to Rashi, we couldn't say it, because Rashi Shiti is that as long as the adhesion takes place between two lobes that are close to each other, so then it's Kisidron. When is a Shalom Kisidron? Only if the addition takes place between two lobes that have an intervening lobe. In other words, the addition is between the two Chitzenius. Between the two Chitzenius. So, Mimele, but in Kate, the Chidron have the Chalim Kisidron is Kisidron. Imo yochilu apilu kisit. Vim hoyin mufoshi. Haina ribisaye. Shezegi duo sherigiba asir holo rishon velo ineke. Havenich. But then we could say according to Rashi that according to Rashi, wherever the sir chemis kisidron, then it's not even indicative of a past naked. Only a sir chesheloi kisidron is symptomatic of a nekev that occurred already. But a sirche kisidron is not symptomatic of a nekev. We could say that in Rashi, but it says, Avol rach pireish, ribisaye habik moimar bisaye. So in other words, if we were to say this pshat, so what would mean? Avol bisim hanger bisaye. It's not an abnormal condition. Hanger bisaye, that's a natural thing. A sirche kisidron. But the Rach says that Ribisaye Hainik Moimar Bisaye. In other words, that protects it. It covers it up. The V.A. In other words, it covers it up. It protects it. Or, I mean, what the Rashi is, Rashi maybe, the Rashi is not Mishubet to the Rashi Pshat. Maybe Rashi could explain, Heine Rebusaye, Rashi could explain that it means that's a natural thing. So there is no Nekev. But, so the Inokaname, if we say that Rashi does not agree with the Rashi Pshat, so then there is no Kashi. But, assuming that the Rashi agrees with the Rashi Pshat, the Tribusai is like Tribiosi, Garafivosi, it covers it up. So that means that even Isidron is symptomatic of the Nekev that occurred already. So, so what if it is Kisidron? So what if it is Kisidron? So, true that it's in Shechet Likam or Likam. So it's not destined to be inspired. So what if it's not destined to be inspired? But it's symptomatic of a Nekev that already occurred. So the Mela that made it rave it. Leon Boyd. There's the guy. The Hoya Nearly Forage, the Regilo Hasir Chalove, the whole mocking Reye, the Lunek. So in other words, Tesis mentions its Pshat. It's probably the Riz Pshat. I mean, the Riz Pshat. Because the Riz is the one who raised the question against Rashi. So the Mashmoyes is that the Hoya Nearly Forage is also the Riz. In other words, where is according to Rashi? So Sirche, is it Reye? Because it's symptomatic of the Nekev that occurred. So according to the Rii, Sir is a Treife because it's symptomatic of the Nekev that is destined to occur. So it makes a Treife right now. In view of the fact that the Nekev is destined to occur, it becomes Treife even before the Nekev occurs. Suppose the Sir just took place, and the Yosheich had the meaning. Before the behemoth had an opportunity to acquire them, it is still great because in view of the fact that it's destined to have a Nekev, so it's already great. Boy and nearly for the gilas the holovi, homokin, bereyebelo neke, yitir she ishev is from in a mashke, because it absorbs a lot of mashke, we hold the treife, shall we deceive on, hayu mishum, she say for, we spare vi khoshev kin kuf kim she say go in up so me mele now we can according to that we can understand the difference between the sirche sidron and the sirche shalom sidron according to rashi the sirche is symptomatic of it and like that already occurred so then we can be then it's difficult to understand why is the sidron shayo because the nekev occurred of it but according to the that is symptomatic of the nekev that will occur. So the melee, when, so by the Sidron, in view of the fact that the Nimshech is Likan or Likan, so in no probability, it will not become detached. The tissue, the fibrous tissue that adheres the two lobes will not open up. So the melee naked will not develop. Mashiach is Loi Kisidron. Then in no probability, it's destined. Is destined to open up, to become detached, so then the Nekev will be formed. So maybe it's safer right now. What it is, like you see, I'm just saying for me, sorry. The Choshev thing is Kuma. Keep me saying for you. Abu Koshe, according to the V.E., we hold on the Kamon, Dafim Ches, Dabi Rei Asmu Cholidei Fem. So if the Rei joins the wall, the chest wall. The Avreyas Mukhamidayfim, the Rav Nechem Yevrei, the Rav Yeisim, for the great Yipshur. So Rav Nechem was ready to get in lukewarm water. Now what does it mean? After Shrite, he takes the long and he puts it in lukewarm water and he observes as to whether there is bubbling or there is no bubbling. I will see there is bubbling, it's indicative of a naked. If there is no bubbling, there is no naked. So I will caution one of the Kalman, I will ask for the day if it. The Rav Nechemi, the Rav Yitzi, for the Kippur Shure, who might be Keshayer, who may be on the Tibat Beit, keep in the Asir Chayil, ever in a naked. So according to the Rav, that Every Sirche is not symptomatic of a past Neker, but it's symptomatic of a Neker that is destined to occur. So, how can you resort to this test whether it works or not? If it would be treife only because of an over there existing Neker, so then if you put them on lukewarm water and it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that there is no existing Neker. But every Sirche there is no existing Neker. And it's still treife because it's ossi to have a Neker. So if you make the bike now, you don't make the bike a year later. You make the bike now. You make the bike now, before the Neker occurred. So naturally it will not bubble. So what's the purpose of this testing? But my bike shy of a long way is back to the Tibat states. Kim da Sirche. And you will make it. According to the Rii, so a Sirche develops without the Neker. Umiyu, so it's a kashe according to me. So he says, you can't test that kashe according to me. Because even if you're not going to explain Sirche as the Rii does, and even if you are going to say that the Sirche is trained because it's indicative of the Neker that already exists, it's still different. So he says, So in other words, even if we are going to say like Rashi, it's still difficult. How can we rely? On the fact that it doesn't bubble, that it's Ksheiro, but it's Ksheiro true that it's here, is indicative of an already existing Neker. But at this moment, the Sirche, the fibrous tissue, I mean the Sirche, the adhesion is constituted by fibrous tissue that covers it up. So if there is a Neker, the Neker is black, the Neker is covered up. But it's not going to stay very long. But at this moment, how can you prove that there was no Neker? Maybe there was a Neker. And temporarily, it's blocked by this fibrous tissue. But then, like maybe a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later, so that fibrous tissue will break open, and then the Neker will come to the foreground. The Neker comes in foreground. So what kind of a testing is it? Even according to Rashi, But right now it was not, it didn't open up. So what do we have to say? So in other words, you can ask a kasha according to everybody, not only according to Rashi. So what kind of interrogates we have to say according to Rashi? Eloshamot, v'chumre b'alnehu, v'madim yesh v'israiz v'deif, v'kereyes, v'o yebeit v'hachmir, v'isramed v'nibad v'tzeh, havetor. In other words, that testing is only the chumrah, because actually it should be mutar. In view of the fact that the areya is close to the chest wall, so then it is reasonably attributable to a taint in the chest wall, in the day. But we tell it the chumrah to resort to that testing in case when he puts the lung in the lukewarm water, it will bubble, then it will be a raya that there is a Neker, and that fibrous tissue opened up, broke up already, the fibrous tissue. But suppose it doesn't bubble, so then it will still be shale. But since we are born on there is aloha, that we don't, if it's possible to be nivare, so we don't rely, you see, we don't rely on rog, we don't rely on chazoke. So maybe here too, Rav Nechemiah Bayeid says, in view of the fact that it might be nizbare, that the fibrous tissue already broke open, already open, and the neked is exposed, so maybe is mechuyev to resort to the testing of putting the lung in lukewarm water, in case that it does bubble, so it will be nizbare. There is a neked, but suppose it doesn't bubble, so it will still be shared. It will still be shared. So we're not doing it. We're not doing it because of the fact that it doesn't bubble. That is no proof. We are doing it, we are moderate, because it's reasonably attributable to a taint in the chest wall, in the day. But since there is a possibility that the neck, that the fibrous tissue already broke open, and maybe the neck of his according to the rib, umhinu koshe, bikom amazut, reoder ravachem, yeh bibot, ikwa bibshur, ad robe masmino lo, ad reyun ed ischresh lo egisid, omen ti gemore davachem, vayhid dike ave dikle hachshi, ilo yibad vitze, So in other words, so Masut Rasel, that in Ches, you mentioned Rav Nechemiah Bar Yosef's testing in regard to a Reto Asmu Chol David, but I heard it mentioned in regard to the Tara Timun and the Rei of Yisrich Ladot. So, אומר למרזות רבי רבון אל רבי רפאפ אל רבי נהוד אל רבי חמי רבי איסו עד הוא נהו מספיק לו ענון עד רוב מסמין לו יום הרוב הנתר דהו לדרי ישראל אדון ולסלו לדיקוסי להכשור רבי חמי רבי רבי איסו בואו נהו נפשור so זה מסקו ורבשו היי מהי ויש לו נוח את הלו נדיק מישהו אבל לא תם היי לא כפרי וגאי לא כפרי so this is really now what's this discussion ומי הוא קושי ויקום אמרו כבוד רב נחמיה, ויקום אמרו כבוד רב מסמין לו, אתם נזכה שלו בסדרה, ואני בדיקה הבדיק להכשר לו נמדד בזה. So the בדיקה over there is to be מכשר, והשתה הלוואי לא מגיבת זה. And there we cannot say, because it's חום רבאו מי, because נדים, יש לי שלו יש something. By training the discrete as a way to see the law, then it's not reasonably attributable to something heavier. And still, we will, as a result of that testing, we'll be saying, that since it doesn't go through, so the Talmud and discrete law don't actually say no. But the question is, what kind of rai is it? The whole Talmud of the Sirche, consists in the fact that the neket is destined to occur, but at this moment maybe it didn't occur yet, but it's destined to occur. So how can we be machshir? How can we machshir it on the basis of the fact that it didn't work? So he said, "Umiyu." So he said, "How do you call it?" ויש להם מוח את הלום בדיוק, אבל אוסו, יאיים כפרי ודיאיים, וכייש שם ביקום פרס, ויש להם מוח את בודי כלו, יאו נביד יותר ולמוד נביד כל מיסטים, וכייב לי יגל מיסט, ודיוק בן, תלום בדיוק בן וקשאו. So the whole testing is a חומרה, in anticipation of the possibility that it will bubble. But without the testing, suppose we don't think it will still be shame, but it's only a chumre. Because mokim shem shom yivare, we have to be revived. Right. Elohoche, kabitao tuune, nidibye, mea mizgichet lu machmas maiko iso, vein dai vein ke preide. Oh, in other words, so the way Rashi explained it, the Gemara refutes that, that memory, the Kamehameha variation, the variation, so applies this decay to train women this, to train women with this Rikhe Shalojah. Because, in other words, Kamehameha variation could not have reference, could not apply to train women this Rikhe Shalojah. It could only have reference to Reya Smucho with a. So there we can understand, because there it's kosher. But the Chathile is actually variant and the variant. So not only are we have to be variant, it's definitely going to be variant. Even if there is a possibility that it's going to be variant, like here. In other words, because there is a possibility that it will fall, then it will be a variant, that it already broke up. Yeah. So this one Gemara is saying. Now this from the Chathile Bayer said, makes good sense in regard to Reyas Mukhodi, but it can't have any application to Treyune Bisrichala Dodesh Oyezi. Because in regard to Reyas Mukhodi, then they are out of the Tzimutea without anything. But because of the possibility of being Varea, some male and Hatril is not here to be Varea. Mashenikin here, if you're going to resort to testing, then you have to rely on the testing Likul as well. So that we don't do. Because what kind of a bureau is it? Because after all, why do we say that it's related? Because a seal cheshavot yisidron in all probability will result in a nekev later on. But right now, the nekev might not even exist. So how can we, by putting the long in lukewarm water and noticing that it doesn't bubble, be matter it. So this is what the Gemara is saying. Umiyu, the perusha means, according to the Riz perush, shepire shekru meila de leneke, that a sirche, sirche is also a krum. What is it? An addition. How is an addition constituted? Through fibrous tissue that develops between two unes. So according to the Riz Pshat, that a krum, a sirche, is in the loinekev, and still it is makri, because no probability in the kev will resolve later on. So the lotion of the Gemara, the Roshan of the Gemara, of Heilin Ayu Dinke, is straight there, is difficult. The Roshan of the Gemara is, the way Tetz is quoted, the Ayu Dinke, so it says, not like Rashi, Kosha Roshi, the Havu name of Yahinke, Yahinke. Hayinke means, right, our predictive can make a little bit. Hayinke means, if this already became perfect, but according to the Rigi, a Sirche is never an indication that it already became perfect. It's only an indication that it's destined to become perfect. So then, the Gemara should use the future, not the past. Inkev is the past. So the Gemara should say Minkev. Ba'alimna liyay Minkev, lehan Minkev. Vishemo Inkev habit manim. In Aramaic, they are interchangeable. Alright. Yeish liyashet piyoshak u'intres. Anyway, so the Re started by being Masik and Rashi. Being asked Rashi, because according to Rashi, that his Sirche is symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. So how could Kisidro be Shalom? It shouldn't be better than Krum Shalom Machasmaka like his Kalbi Shalom. So then the Re mentioned his own Shah. So now then he says, no, we can explain Rashi. He is the Ashi Krishna. Ava Kalbi Krum Ailem Machasmaka. A Nikrum. So Gnele. By way of analogy. So, even if you have Kisidro, should still not be considered a dikur. So mele, it should be prayed. Heine kishin is tov b'shumokim. Aro kishin is tichom b'mokim shin imeres nisparem. Seif mo b'dino yeisea. Sha'akum hei lechuchose. In other words, when do we say that a dikur skalkishin that develops is ineffective if it is not situated, located, in a place where it adheres to something. Machine can hear this scalp, this tissue, this fibrous tissue that was formed at the juncture of the two lobes, so this fibrous tissue is a better protection. Because it's not a really starting. If it's not intertwined with the boss of it. So I say, "Och, na ma lo mot lak shuye, ma ibi machshe rove treim le mischa do le kesidro, ki liku ma ikosh al isim zatzirche." And what is the terrace of the Gemara? That it is the protection, but the Gemara.